Simen Kuf Yudalid Din Shechar Vishar Mashkin Shalai Vikachavim. The laws of beer and other drinks of Gayim. Okay, this is a most unusual simen for two reasons. Let me explain one, and then after we finish learning it inside, I'll explain the second. The Masechtas Avodah Zarah, from Daf Lamed to Daf Mem, is sort of a separate Masechta. The Masechta is sort of three Masechta, beginning to Daf Lamed to Mem, and Mem to the end. Daf Lamed through Daf Mem of Masechtas Avodah Zarah has three Mishnayos. One is El Dvarim Shalgai Shasurim Bachila Vasurim Bana. The next one is El Dvarim Shalgai Shasurim Bachila Mutarim Bana. The third one is El Dvarim Shalgai Shamutarim Bachila Bahana. It goes through different dinim of Macholei Gai. There is no mention in any Mishnah of Shechar of a Gai being Aser. It mentions Bishal Akum, Afiyas Akum, Cholav Akum, all the Akums you have. But nowhere in Mishnayis is any mention made of Shechar Akum. In the Gemara said, "B'nei Ma Omru Shechar Shogai is Asa." The Gemara mentions that there's such an idea. Why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnayis? It appears to be a Machlekes Rishayim. The Rashba writes that Shechar of a guy was never a takana, a gezeira to Aser. There never was such a gezeira. He calls it a minig Yisrael Kedoshim. Klal Yisrael wa nayig, since the whole purpose of all these Mishnayos is Mishum Chasnus, of the different Yisurim. So it became a minig Yisrael in the time of the Gemara to aser the Shechar of a guy, and that's what we're going to learn here. Its makar is from such a minig. And he brings a raya, because the Gemara's lashon is Neima Omru Shechar Shalakum Aser. Neima Omru. Why did they say that Shechar Shalakum is Aser? It sounds like they didn't know any makar. So the Gemara says Mishum Chasnus. The Rambam, the Ramban. We're going to learn what Shechar we're talking about now. We're going to learn what the Isser is. I'm just saying the source of the Isser. The source. We're going to learn this. That's what we're going to spend the rest of the day. We're going to talk about it soon. Kosher Sheikh. We'll talk about it in a minute. We'll see what the Gedarma. But whatever the Gedar of Sheikh Harakum is, the Rashba holds it comes from the Minig Yisrael. The Rambam, the Ramban hold that it's an Isser Gomor. And Taisvis seems to hold that way. Taisvis says, Shema mitakona samay roimhu. Taisvis, why is it mentioned in the Mishnah? So Tais says, perhaps because it was a takana that was made in the time of the Amiraim. So that the takana is later. Now here's the plia. The two gersois in the Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't have the girsa that the Rashba has. The Rashba has, v'neima omru shechar akum aser. And that was a lamed aleph. Neima omru shechar akum aser. Our Gemara has one letter different. One letter. Mipnei ma osru, instead of mipnei ma omru. Mipnei ma omru shechar shalakum. Also, mipnei ma osru shechar shalakum has a one letter difference in the Nusach HaGemara. And the whole Rashba boys, he says, a raya, because the Gemara says mipnei ma omru shechar shalgai. And our gear says mipnei ma osru shechar shalgai. So it appears that this is the machlaikis. Now it's interesting, Darach HaShulchan, when he brings this machlaikis, he says, there's no nafkamin ladina. For us, what's the difference if it's a minig Yisrael Kedoshim from the time of the Gemara, or if it's a Issa from the time of the Gemara, it's all the same. But later in the Simen, Darach HaShulchan uses as a sniff in certain machlaikis, and he uses a sniff, the Raj Rashita. There was never a takana anyway, it's a minig, so when you have machlaikis, you can be more makel. So he says, it's nafkamin ladina, but then he does seem to use it as a tzirah. Darach HaShulchan says something wonderful here. You know, if you know Shas with a different ice cook, then everything is different. Mishnayos were written where? Mishnayos were written there. It's Israel. The Gemara Shas was written in Bavel. So he says, if you learn through Shas, you see that in Eretz Yisrael, the main drink was wine. They didn't drink beer at all in Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, he says in the Mishnah, beer is called Shechar Hamadai. I thought Shechar Hamadai is a special Shechar. It's not a Shechar Hamadai. They didn't have Shechar in Eretz Yisrael. So what's beer? Shechar Hamadai. It's beer. It's a drink that comes from another country. It brings a raya. It's a Gemara Psachim, Kuf Zayin, that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Rabchia held, you can't make Kiddush and Havdalah on Shechar. And Rav said, no, it's Chamar Medina. So HaShulchan says that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Rabchia lived in Eretz Yisrael, beer was not a chash of a drink. There's no chashivas to the drinking of beer. So that's why in the time of the Mishnah, they never said, they asked Mishum Chasnus, they asked Bishalakum, Afiyasakum, Yayinakum, Cholavakum. But beer wasn't chashiv to them. They barely had beer. In Bavel, where beer was a chash of a drink, whereas a drink of chashivas, there they asked it. He brings an interesting Lashna Gemara in Psachim, I think he says Peches. The Gemara says, Ikloi Ula la Bavel. Ula, who had moved to Eretz Yisrael, visited Bavel, and they brought him a certain kind of beer. Why does the Gemara say he visited Bavel and they brought him beer? They brought him beer. Then they get to Hilchas Chametz Umah to there. So the Gemara is saying, because in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't bring people beer. There's no beer in Eretz Yisrael. So they brought him beer. So Zaptar HaShulchan, very nice. He's not arguing with Rishayim, he's just explaining that in the time of the Mishnayis, the Taka was no Isser on beer, because the time of the Mishnayis, the center of the Takonis of Eretz Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael was Eretz Yisrael, and beer was beer. It wasn't Chashuv. Once the Takonis, the seed of Klal Yisrael, moved to Bavel, so they made a Takana on the beer of a guy, because the beer of a guy in Bavel was Chashuv.
No type of beer was alcoholic also?
Of course beer was alcoholic.
So then that's the whole thing.
Why? All alcoholics? Okay, we'll have to see if that's true, that all alcoholic drinks are. You have to realize that schnapps was not choshev, not in Bavel, and not in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they never made a takara on schnapps. The question is, if today, where schnapps is choshev, if it should be different. So let's learn here the Gedarim of the Yisr of Shechar. Before we start, I want to mention to you something that's one of my pet peeves. The minig in the United States is to drink beer and schnapps without a hechsher. Everyone drinks beer, schnapps, doesn't need a hechsher. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why it's done. This year they discovered a whole list of schnapps that are problematic. I just hung a list up on the bulletin board. They found another distillery that's owned by Jews. All schnapps owned by Jews is Chomish Shabbat of Pesach. I'm not a schnapps drinker, so I don't recognize it. I know I got, with my Mishlayach Manis, because we pull out the schnapps and throw it out, a lot of these small bottles that say ice on it. The drink, the schnapps called ice, I don't know. It's on the list as being Chomish Shabbat of Pesach. So it's upstairs. It appears to be a problem. Rum, which is a type of alcoholic drink, years ago on every list, you get the kosher currents from 20 years ago, all rum is kosher. About 10 years ago, they discovered that colored rum has wine mixed in. And now it says all clear rum is okay. I don't know why the minig is to drink this stuff. I don't have a big tithe of any of it, so it's not a big deal. And some people do, but you know, they tell me if it has a hechsher, it's not so good. That's what people say. But I don't know. I don't know how much is in it, but I know all the hechsher say it's not kosher.
But that's
fine. All right. So anyway, we're learning here. I'm not talking about hechsher. We're talking about the halacha here. Let's learn Sif Aleph. And we'll see that the geder of Shechar is not like Bishalakum. By Bishalakum and Afiyasakum, it's what we would call an Issachefta. Something cooked by a guy, the cooked food is awesome, period. It's treif. It's awesome, no matter where you take it, no matter where you go, Bishalakum is Isser. By Shechar Shalakum, there are different gedarim. Dar HaShulchan says, since it was a later takana, they didn't want to make it with the same tekifus as the original takana, so they made it with less of a tekifus. And let's see what the iser here is of drinking a beer of a guy. Kol shecha shel ayv yekacham. Echad shecha shel tamarim, whether the beer is made from dates, or shel te'enim, or made from figs, or shel sa'irim, or barley, shel tvua, other wheat, or shel dvash, or from honey, osur mishum chasnus. It's Chazal asks in it because of a gezeira mishum chasnus. Ve'en ay osur ela b'makim mechirasa. You only prohibit it from drinking it in the bar, in the place where it's sold. Avalam hevi ashecha lebeisai. The language here is a little difficult. It's only us in the bar, but if you bring it to your house, v'shesei usham mutas. What does it mean? The street, or in a guy's house, which is not where it's sold. The beisai mutter. Sheikar agzera shema yisai datzloi. The gzera is that you might eat by him. So it's only aser by the guy. It sounds like you say that. So it sounds like in the basic guy it's aser. It means to sit down and drink. But on the run, you're thirsty, you take a drink. That's mutter even in a guy's house. It's clear that in a guy's house, even if he doesn't sell it there, the kviyas it's aser. Let's say you rent a room in a guy's house, you stay sleeping in a guy's house, so that room is your house, and you're allowed to buy beer and drink it in your where you are. So the Mechaber here gives the Geder Ha'isser. It's only Aser in the guy's house, in the Jew's house, it's Mutter. So to sit, I guess, in a bar and drink a beer, that's aser. At a baseball game to drink a beer, also should be aser, according to this. Anytime you're sitting with a goyim and drinking beer, it's aser. That's what it says here in the Mechaber.
He talked about made by the guy, was it cooked issue beforehand?
It's made by the guy. However they make it?
Made by the guy. No, I'm talking about shalom. Made by the guy bought it and he's serving it to the guy.
Right. Shecha shalai v'chal. A guy's beer.
And he made it.
Probably.
Are these distinctions down in place?
Now, anywhere? Which distinctions? Now look in the Gemara. I don't remember.
The Gemara of Megillat Esther. The Gemara of Gezerah.
The Zotter Amah. 1 minute. 1 second. How much is it? Kviyas means sitting and drinking, as opposed to on the run. What's exactly kviyas? I'm not sure. The Ramah says the yesh matirim b'shech shel dvash shetvua. The Ramah we have here machlekes mechaber Ramah. Mechaber holds that all beer is included in the yisur. The Ramah says that beer made from dvash shetvua is mutter. He says v'chedeg v'hakol b'medina seilu. Presumably, according to the Ramah, you'd be allowed to drink a beer in a baseball game, because our beer is not Shecha Shel Tamarim. The Gemara only mentioned Shecha Shel Tamarim. And the Ramah is Matir. How do we pass him? Let's see, the Gra Zayin. What?
It's only Mutter.
I mean, he says, Yeshnei Shecha Shel Dvash. No, there are Shach Gimel. Tvua Kom in Tvua Bechit Ben Sairim. Because the idea of this Ramah is what's mentioned in the Gemara is awesome. The Gra in Zion, and the Chachmas Adam passes the same way, has an in-between Shita. The Loi Amru Elo Shechar, Vaidit Nava Dvash Hainu Dvash Mabushal. As far as I see, Elo Shali Amru Shechar Elo Shabbatsu Lehem. My see Tani Dvash Mishdaim Le Nigzer Elo Shechar. Okay, the language of the Gra is loy amru ella shechar. He's explaining yesh matirim b'shechar shel dvash. So let's see, it's not so clear. What does he mean? He means ella shechar. He means only shechar tamarim. I don't know. In graches, finish it. Graches mitzvua kekasev amar dechash teite enis ol kei shechar shelahem shoyi shel tamarim. Avakol hapoiskim chaylkin alzeh. The Gra says that the exclusion of Shecha Tfua kol hapoiskim chaylkin alzeh v'chem b'divrei Rambam v'Rosh Hashanah v'chasav Rav Shetiv Yain Tepuchin. We're going to have a Sif Gimel. They were matir apple, an alcoholic apple cider. Neshenim Matzoi. So Tamashma Sheikha Shaltva is us. So we get from the Gra is that he's maskim that non Sheikhar is mutter. But he holds that all types of Sheikhar are Asr. That's the Gross Psak, and the Chachma Sadim says the same thing. He says, Komine Sheikhar are Asr, which would mean that it appears that beer at a ball game or beer at a bar would be Asr because they're Sheikhar. The Chazal here asked Komine Sheikhar.
Is that called drinking with the guy?
Even if you're drinking all by yourself, this is the same. This is to drink a bebeis akum. It's to drink a bikfiyas beis akum. Doesn't say have to drink it with a guy. That's what it says. Now, no, nothing to do with that. It doesn't have those gedarim. Now, there is a heter here in Sivkot and Beis and the Shach, which might be nageya to some people at work. The Shach says, Afamad the kechav machsanoi shalai, Shach Beis. If the guy is his achsnai, is his landlord, nice and lie, and he gives it to him, shaisa mishum eva, ken kasavataisis. What is that? The Shulchan Aruch says a heter l'shlayach bi'ir. So the Shah says, I have another heter for you. In a case of eva, you're allowed to drink. Let's say your landlord comes and he tells you, mazel tov, whatever it is, my daughter had a baby, and he wants to drink with you. So, yes, he wants a l'chaim or something. So he's a guy, and he's bringing you his beer. So the Shach is saying that it's mutter mishaneva. That you're allowed to drink with a guy if it's such a situation. I guess at work, maybe, it would also be a heter of eva. The Taz in Simi Kuf Nun Dalid is matmiya. The Kufnun Beis. The Taz, the Sima Kufnun Beis, says, I don't understand. The first Taz in Kufnun Beis says, how can any of these Yisur Mishum Chasnas be Mutter Mishum Eva? Tamani Agava Rabba the Kavasei is Tapik Bezei. He's going on a smat. He says, the whole reason that these things are also are to create Eva. He says, Lamdu Mikra, Vakar Lachal Vachalta Mizivchai. The Torah says we want there should be a certain level of Eva. When the thing has to do with other things, we find the heter of Eva. But in a place it was Atarchaka, the Taz says, what kind of Eva is there? So Rav Moshe. No difference, it's Sofas. Like this had in its shelter. Alright, well, what Ramesha writes, he has a tshuva which I'm going to quote shortly. Ramesha writes that when a person drinks Mishum Eva, if when the yid is drinking it, he's drinking it because he doesn't want to get the other person angry, there's no chasnas. He says, Ein l'chaarai gadol mizeh. The whole idea is that you're going to be friendly with him. He gives you something. You look at it, you don't want to drink it, you know you're never allowed to drink it. So now, because you're afraid of him, you're going to drink it. So Moshe says that Mishum Eva is, when you're drinking Mishum Eva, there's a there's a lack of chasnas. There's the lack of chasnas. All right, however you want to phrase it. Moshe is saying, hey, look, all right, God will be there. Now that doesn't mean that you say, oh, hooray, it's Eva, and I can be part of the party. That's not the Machshava that everybody's just talking about. He's saying, the Machshava is, I don't want to do this, but I want to get him angry, so I'll do it. And that's how Ramesh explains. I'm going to quote Ramesh in a few things that got me this. That's all in Chelek Beis of Yeridaya, Tshuva Kuf Yud Zayin. Ramesh has a very important Tshuva there, and he's masber a lot of the Nakudas here. Maybe. I don't know. That's the placing of the Shach. The Shach himself is Matir Mishum Eva. It doesn't make this chilukim. So it would sound like he's Matir Mishum. That's what it sounds like. When you go out with a guy, you shouldn't drink beer. No. If you go out, if you go to a Jew's restaurant, it's based to show Yisrael. So then it's mutter. Yeah, I guess so. And it's based Yisrael. Pashtus is mutter. Well, so far we're not finished. There's one more prat that we have to get to. Just. He means he's law. He has a room in the guy's house. He's a. No, I don't think so. The landlord doesn't necessarily make beer. He doesn't sell beer. It means you can have a guy's beer in your room. If you have a room and you rent a room or even a bed in a guy's place, if you're drinking beer, that's Beis Yisrael. So that's
we have to worry about Abram there.
100% is no shayla.
But I mean, about these things, if something
that
doesn't
we definitely have to worry. It's no shayla. The last time a Chavis says, we say you're not do it in the guy's house. If you're a tenant in the guy's house, that's called the Jew's house.
And
then it's not
the
you're not Sinai, I don't know how many nights, but you're renting
it.
Once you're there, you're allowed to buy beer from a guy and eat it and drink it in your room. I don't know if that's a correct deal, maybe. Maybe just stumble, he doesn't have. I mean, you're. Maybe that's what I mean.
If you're just there for one night.
No, he's asking what happens if you're a tenant, you're in the Hilton, and the Hilton has a bar, so you're allowed to take it to your room. Stum also. I have a stomach just behind her. He said you're setting out for it. But,
so, if you have a room in the guy's house, and you're drinking in your room in the guy's house.
That's a Beis Yisrael. That's mutter. It's mutter, it's a Jew's house.
But there's no idea of chasness in your room in the guy's house?
Right. Now, just as an aside, we're not worried about Bishalakum on the beer. So that is the first shach. I had turned to Kuf Yadala when we learned Bishalakum. Let's look at it one more time. I'm not going to go through the whole Pesach Tshuva again, but the shach says in the shach Aleph, a lesser Mishum Bishulay Avekechavim Dasa Bechalin Yikin Lel Kuf Yad Gimel Sif Aleph. We're not going to ask us Bishalakum, which would be us or even in a Jew's house. If you say no, Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Because beer is not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. V'ay, t'chihechi dat fuh b'teilo l'gabi mayim l'mbircha shahakol niyabidvar, right? Just as the beer is bottled to the mayim l'gabi bracha, achinami bottlo l'inyin iser bishalakum, chen kosev atasis v'arash v'shar pleiskim, v'ash kosev abach b'kan l'irati l'seif daiti b'chol devarav, the Bach says something different. He says it's not so, that there's no Isser of Bishalakum on the beer, and Mimela there's nothing doing it. Now,
what's the difference between this and coffee or possible difference?
So it's the same thing. The Pesach Tshuva brings the same thing with if it's Eid al Shulchan Malachim, we debated that. If coffee is al Shulchan Malachim, it's a dessert, not a main food. So that was that's the Shaila here. Now, what about schnapps? What about drinking schnapps with a guy? The Mechaber Shita is that even though the Gemara mentions Shecha Shel Tamarim, even though the Gemara only mentions beer, date beer, the Mechaber Shita is that all other Shecha is also Diba Bahaiva. What about schnapps? It's just common today. So you'll pardon me, I'm going to skip the Siv Gimel, the short Siv. Yayin tepuchim v'yayin rimayinim, wine made of apples or pomegranates, ukiyotza bahen, mutter l'shtaisei b'chol makom. Why? D'dover she'enei matzoi lo gazer olav. Because yayin tepuchim v'yayin rimayinim is not common, and therefore there is no gezeirah. There's no gezeirah on these things that are not common. What about whiskey, which is common? So the question is, schnapps, which is common, should we say in the time of Chazal it wasn't common and therefore they didn't make a gzeira? Or should we say, well, they made a gzeira on drinks that are common, and maybe today schnapps would be a problem. Ramesha writes in the Tshuva that the pshat is that initially they never made a gzeira on it, and since initially they never made a gzeira, so we don't make no gzeiras bisman hazeh, and therefore forever and ever there's no gzeira on schnapps. That's Ramesha's Tshuva.
The much more,
but it won't happen. Chazal, they're making gzeira for some. It doesn't happen, even though if it happens, it'll be a chasmus. But since it doesn't happen. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, though, doesn't quite say it this way. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following. He says, why is schnapps not aser? Because schnapps is not choshev. People drink schnapps all the time. This writing in Lithuania 100 years ago. Schnapps is the regular drink. Everyone drinks it. He writes, he mentions three types of schnapps that are shchiach. One is Reish Aleph Mem. What could that be?
Rum.
Oh, I didn't think of it. He says rum, and then he says porter. Porter is the porter. That's wine with added out. Schnapps with alcohol. That's added to it. What?
It's beer that they.
He calls it schnapps. I don't know. And the third thing he says is cognac. He says these three are takashchiach. But since these things are takachoshev rather, the Aruch HaShulchan says a takachoshev, but since they're so expensive, who could afford it? So it blives like yayin tapuchim yayin rimayinim. He learns yayin tapuchim yayin rimayinim were expensive drinks. And takachoshev, you drank it, like you say, it was takachoshev, but they didn't make it gzeira because who could afford it? So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, cheap schnapps, you drink all the time, it's nothing, it's like Pepsi. Expensive schnapps, who can afford it? So Mimele schnapps is more. It comes out of the Aruch HaShulchan, it sounds like he would hold that Bisman HaZeh, which schnapps is affordable, and people don't drink it like Pepsi, it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan would hold that the Issa would apply. Because why isn't the Aruch HaShulchan say what Ramesha says? That schnapps, they were amazed and finished, and it's okay. He doesn't say that, and therefore, it looks like it's something which he would ask. So what?
Cognac
has
wine.
So I don't know. Maybe he means with a half shirt. I don't know. The Matze Yainison on the side of your page, I hope you all have it in your copies. The first Matze Yainison. Matze Yainison seems to be down on this. He says, Yesh lo hakshais, Harry dinze makare barash, kamash kasavis yaisa, shile hodakam rashas, shecha shalvi kechavim, who had been sharmashkim mekal exayra? He says the basis of shita is that all types of drinks are in the gzeira. In frein kemi esakasha ledeyazu afyayin reminding yayin tapuka maya mekal exayra. Fact of matter, yainisin according to the mechaber that all drinks are included. Yayin tapuka yayin reminding should be included. Hey akasa mechaber lekaman siv gimel the yayin reminding tapuka motolish leis bechal makaim mashsheng vaserak mashemetzino bishas sheichar. He has the kasha that Bishlam, like the Ramah, that only I tomorrow is also because it's in the Gemara, I understand. But according to the Mechaber, that mentions a couple of things that are not in the Gemara. So why isn't this included? V'nira lefi di isa sham daf lamed aleph, mekomak masru, sheikhar oivik echavim, rami barchama omar mishum chasnas, reb nachman omar mishum giloy, upar giloy demay, mishani latzircha basru de Matzli Maya, when they sift the water, became Pashit, the Bishar Mashim Vasil Bisham Giloy Mutter. Just like the Madiyam Mishum Giloy, holds Bishar Mashkim, it's Mutter, and Kenish Lame Dafa Rosh Svirulay, the Sheikh Alav Dafko, who had in Sharmashkin, Makabakim. Yayi Tapuchim remind him, Akochet the Lesser Klaal, Kim the Lesbe Klaal Issa Giloy, Vachnan Kaimalar Rakman Tam Chasas, Makabak, like Omar Shasi Kibenayu, Akochet Lindima Loy Fligi. He's Medaik in the Gemara. The Gemara there has a Machloikis. If the is Mishum Chastas, so Mishum Giloy, because it was left open. And the Gemara doesn't say this Nafkamina. So he says, it must be that it's, that these things are not included in the Isser. So like Azuklau. But other types of Sheikhar, which are included in the Gemara, So he says that is included. So he's mechalati shechar and other drinks. It sounds like for the Mati Einison that the schnapps would also be mutter, like Ramesh says, because it's not included in the shaklavatai of the Gemara. Now, we only scratched the surface because what we learned till now is Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. And I told you when we started that there are two Peloim here, two tremendous Chidushim here. One is the Din itself, which is not mentioned in Mishnayis. But more importantly, there's a second Geder of Isser here, which it's a bit of a plea. You're not going to find it here clear anywhere on the page. Ramesh in his Tshuva writes the following. His Shaila was whether a yeshiva is allowed to make a parlor meeting in a guy's house. The guy had offered a house a parlor meeting, and he had obviously connections to bring in money, and the yeshiva wanted to make a parlor meeting in the house of a guy. So Ramesh writes that to make a party in a guy's house is awesome. Not serving beer. Make a parlor meeting in a guy's house is awesome. From where do you get that it's awesome? Ramesha says, "I'm simin kufi dalin. All these things were made as an issur. You shouldn't come to have a party in a guy's house. So mele it's moving meyelov that to have a party in a guy's house is an issur itself. That itself is an issur. He brings from Rashi on the Gemara that it's included in the issur, and therefore it's awesome. And the Rambam, it's quoted in the Torah in the beginning of a few days." The Rambam says that any mesiba that's roiv goyim is also a filip of Beis Yisrael. The Rambam says that even we have a heter Beis Yisrael, which is not mentioned here at all in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Beis Yisrael is any iser. But the Rambam says that the iser is altschasnus. So any mesiba that's roiv goyim is aser. So Memeila Ramosha says that to make a mesiba with in a guy's house to make a party, that's also will come out even in a Jew's house. It's also, but al kaponim, that's the geder ha'issa that Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva, that it's also. And from Rishayim, it's clear that they held of such an issa. The major problem is that in the Shulchan Aruch we don't find it. Usually, we don't bring rice from Rishayim to something that's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. So here it's something of a jump to hold of an iser. It's not so clear which paiskim would hold of it, which paiskim wouldn't hold of it, but Ramosha held clearly that this iser is an iser out partying with Goyim, and that therefore a party with Goyim is us, and that should come out. It should come out that any time you have any type of a party with Rav Goyim, that is an iser. It's not Ava if you don't make a polemy in someone's house. No one, I never heard of anybody being angry at you. You don't make a polemy in your house. A guy's house is also, it says in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to be mad. They should always go to Jewish, they should give their money to Jews better, I agree with you. But as far as this, once you're renting, you're a tenant. A tenant is a... You're renting the whole thing. They're not allowed to give it to anybody else, they have a contract.
What about dinner? Dinner, somebody's being honored and you're invited.
The guy's being honored.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a guy is
retirement policy.
I know, I always tell people when they send out, they're being honored and they're sending out the ads, don't send to your Gaisha acquaintances. Because they're going to turn around and send to you. What are you going to do then? You're going to come and ask me, Shiloh, can I send money to the church? So, you know, send him some money to the synagogue that you did. What?
I don't do that very often.
Really? People come to me with the questions of lav dafka dinner with a party, but they have things. All right. I don't know. I've
collecting for the money from your
conservative shul is also an issue. Okay, now I'm into that. Yes.
Well, you know, we didn't make it there. We didn't have whiskey. So it's okay. Today's whiskey. So we go back to this time all the time. Same. Yeah, we keep the same shit all the way through. This whole concept of Casanova. today's not Nayig. So therefore you can't think this is...
Why is it not Nayig?
Well, I don't know. You go to a power meeting, or you're going to go to a fundraising for a politician, or you're going to marry somebody's daughter. I mean,
you're living in a dream world. Yeah. Yeah. You know how many people come to me that... you know, this bacher used to come to my house, and now it looks a bacher, and now my daughter, you know, he came to my house for Shabbos meals a few times. I find out behind my back, my daughter is meeting him. This happens. It happens. It doesn't happen every day, but it happens. It's, sorry. I hate to say this to you. Last night, someone came, the Novi show was over late. I went home late. It was already midnight. Someone came to my house. Okay? You were there. Someone came to my house. Okay? His wife became friendly with a man that comes to eat by them. And he caught them sitting in the car together. He wants to know what to do. And this is an Erlucha woman. He said, Erlucha woman, Erlucha guy. He sees the guy. The guy sits and learns. I'm with me. So you think it doesn't happen? It happens. I'm not allowed to know what happens. But the chasnas is a real thing, and Eva is a real thing, even in America. Ramesh has a tshuva if there's Eva in America, Grada. He has a tshuva about selling mezuzahs to Goyim. There will matter selling mezuzahs to Goyim Mishum Eva. If a Goy wants a mezuzah, he says, you know, it's a shmira for you guys, so I want one too. So in Shulchan Aruch it says you're allowed to sell it to him. You're allowed to sell it to Mishum Eva. So Ramesh writes that applies in America too. And 1 minute, and in Shulchan Aruch, it says it's talking about such a guy who you're afraid he's going to kill, he's going to beat you up if you don't sell it to him. And still, Mishum Eva will worry. I mean, the guy already, you know, and already it's awesome. Yeah. Because Mishum Eva. It's interesting that Shuvis, if you're allowed to sell a fake mezuzah, a possible mezuzah to guy, and they answer the Nitziv answers and the Ramesh answers, selling a possible mezuzah to a guy. What seems a guy a kosher mezuzah, a possible mezuzah? You can just sell him the case without the instructions. You know, it's like they're not even shyness though.
So,
you're
allowed to sell?
You're allowed to sell. Again, the Gra and the Chachma Sadam say Komine Sheikhar, they don't say other alcoholic drinks. I mean, now it's special alcohol. What about drinking coffee in a guy's place? So the truth is Taka clear from here that coffee or hot chocolate or the like is mutter. Because they were troubling here about these type of drinks. Certainly coffee and other drinks are mutter. It does say in the Pesach Tshuva talks about this or talks about Bishalak. Yeah, just let's see. Pesach Tshuva Aleph, you mean. But he answers why. He's talking about Bishalak or else this. He's asking us bishalakum. The Sechuv is asking us bishalakum. That's bishalakum, not out of this gazera. But he says, Ayin b'yayvitz beis kuf membeis, Rabbi Yaakov Emden does write that bal nefesh yachmir on drinking in coffee houses of Goyim except Derech Arai. He does write such a thing, but nobody here on the page, I don't think anybody... Yes. Yad Ephraim doesn't give the reasons. He says, what is it? His kavi chocolate, the kvar, he says, vadayasim.
Probably didn't have styrofoam cups.
Yeah.
There. Right?
He's not talking about kashrus. It's kind of interesting. The Yad Ephraim. Sesh, there's kavi, there's some derech arai, ain't lesser. But there's kavi chocolate, but kvab, it makes a kum vadayos. It seems clear that the achrayim held the gedarim of the iser are more than what it says in Shulchan Aruch, which is very hard to follow. That it should be more, but okay, I guess they hold the shita of mechaber that coffee is what was common then, and in every generation, whatever is common is a problem. What? But as far as drinking together, the question is if it's a friendliness to drink together. That's the shayla. Allah Shulchan Malachim changes because that was the gedder of the original lister. I mean, beer is lavdafka. So today, beer of tomorrow would be mutter. Nobody drinks beer of tomorrow today. Well, he said a gabi bishalakum. That's why. Yeah. So gabi bishalakum certainly changes every dar. It depends what's on Shulchan Malachim. Today it's not on Shulchan Malachim. Beer today is al shulchan malachim. They're serving it at a banquet. At a banquet, the beer is a bum's drink. You drink it when you watch a ball game.
There are exotic.
The airline's gonna start charging for air. They serve potato chips there too, but not at a banquet. They wouldn't invite the queen and serve beer. Beer is a bum's drink. It's not a kosher drink. Beer. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think. But ahead of stage, you drink beer?
No. Germany.
Okay, I don't know.
Not beer.
Okay, let's see Sif Bey's. All right, Sif Bey's. Okay, so Sif Aleph is the main Isser. And again, you're going to meet friends, you're going to try to show them Bushtet and Shulchan Aruch. Most of these things, it's hard to see in the Shulchan Aruch, except what says Beferish. But to go further than that, it doesn't say. I don't think Schnapps is mentioned anywhere here on the page. You would think Schnapps would be the first thing. The minute today is to tell people when they have to go out to eat with Goyim, you can go out, but no alcoholic drinks. And the minute is that to be machmir, like it says, like the Aruch HaShulchan seems to hold, that to tell them you can go out and no alcoholic drinks.
Even
and
if
not to do
you
it.
Went to a kosher restaurant? Kosher restaurant,
right? That's... Ramesh is Isser, a party in a guy's house. So that's a separate Isser. What they mean here, what I'm talking about is even... If you call it a party, call it a party. If you go out to eat in the restaurant with him, so that.
If you go out to a business meeting, yep. Obviously, of course, a restaurant, and the person says, let's get some wine, should you do it then?
It could be that in a Jewish restaurant it's different, because the Beis Yisrael, it could be that it's different. Beis Akum is where it's an issue. I'd rather recommend to people when they go out to eat at the company, they have a meal in a trefa restaurant, they offer to get a kosher meal sent in. From my little bit of experience, it leads to problems. Because it ends up, they bother, they pachka, they bring in a kosher meal, and then they make a treif there. You know, they unwrap it and heat it up in the treif or oven. They don't know the blias. They unwrap it, they heat it up, or they whatever it is. I have so many times they pachka, they bring it, and then the guy can't eat it anyway because they made a treif one way or another. If they made it out now, treif, it's a habitzar. Sometimes they made a little treif, you know, and you're already sitting there like an hour and you don't know what to do. You know, it's a double gush and they stirred it with a treif or fork. So what do you do now? It is ben yom, it's not a ben yom, it's not a treif. You're sitting there and everyone's eating and you don't want to look like a fool. The best thing is don't have them send you in. These meals aren't so good anyway. So you order an orange.
In jury duty for 2 days.
What?
In jury duty, sometimes they.
The jury duty.
Loyal, I
know.
You can't get out of full time.
You can't get out of. You can't bring your own food?
No, you can stay 2 days. Sometimes
they. You don't know ahead of time you're just staying?
Don't know when they. I don't want to close nobody, you know. Don't
do that anymore. It's all the same stigma. You're walking in a coat.
What? Sorry. Sulfites. Allergies to sulfites. They'll send out for special wine for you. They'll send out for organic wine. What are you going to do then? Okay. Sifbeis. Malkim Shisrael Naegin Kula B'yayin Shalavi Kechavim. Ah, Fashaykh Arasa. Here's an issur that I don't think we ever heard of. That in places where, now listen to this, in places where people are not Zohir in Yayin Goy, Af Hashaykh Arasar, you're not allowed to drink beer. Why? So wait, we'll see the Shach in a minute. The Shach explains, we're talking about drinking beer at a Jew's house. You want to drink a Jew's beer at a Jew's house, but it's in a place where this Jew is not careful with Yayin Akum, with wine of a guy. So if you're going to start drinking beer in his house, we're afraid you're going to start drinking wine in his house. And therefore, they answered the beer, kosher beer, in a Jew's house that belongs to a Jew, two Jews drinking. Let's see how the Shach explains it. Shach is, which one's a cut and dalid? Af HaShech HaShel Yisrael Aser. You're not allowed to drink a Jew's beer in a Jew's house. Because then you're going to trust him for the wine, and the wine is an issa cheftza, that's also be'etzem, even if you bring it to a Jew's house, and therefore Shel Yisrael is also. Now the Taz argues, Taz Gimel Kasa Marshal Nirali Davke B'makayim Shemekilin Ka'amar, in a place where they're makel on wine of a guy, the mekel, that's where this is made. So it's a gzeira, beer, otu wine. This is a mice in the Gemara, that one I'm going to listen. Now listen to this. Aval ha'idno, zakta mershal. Shanasa b'ktsas makay meis bavayne seinu harabim. Heter gomor. In places where they're not mekel. They hold everything as mutter, they're not from. Mutter, lishtay sham shechem, rabbi kechavim, rakshalay ishtay v'beisay. There, it's more mutter. It's more mutter, beer devarav. The davka b'makim sheyaydim sheyesh isa yayin shalavi kechavim. Davka in a place where they're orthodox, they're just a little more mekel in their ruling, in what they do. Rakshanayim by kula. Just wine, big deal, the mekel. Sham, asu chachame mekeira. Shalai yishta sham shechar atu chamra. You shouldn't drink wine, atu beer, atu wine. Shagishu shalai akilu wine. The people should realize, and they won't come to be mekel. Avu b'makaybi shenaygin heter gamor. Ve'isarish ein kan isa klal. They not gairis the whole iser. Nimsa shaliyedu mimala hafrish. What are you going to teach them? They don't know what to be mamshik. Heter gamor hu beinayim. Akir ein shah b'zeh gezeiro. Umutta lushta shom shechar. Beimi Yisrael. Beimi evi kechavim. Of course, as long as it's kosher. So he says that papella in a place where they're orthodox, just the mekel and wine. So there you have to be machmer on beer. You say, why aren't you drinking my beer? Because I see you mekel on wine, I can't drink your beer. So maybe they'll look into it and they'll see the wine is aser. But in a place where they're not from at all, they're not orthodox at all, so then you can drink beer with them, because they're not going to learn from you not to gairis the wine. Umarichami nata haderek fidibri amashal alolu lefarshom shemin yisrael asam levikachav mshari. The Mori Chami, the Bach, learns like the Shach, that the Isser is only Min Yisrael, Mechom Yishari, Ve'enim Estavar. He says that the Isser, it doesn't matter if it's Min Yisrael, Menavik Echavim, whatever the Isser is Osir in these Mekaymais, no matter what. But the Shach says like the Bach, this is a Machlaikas, if it's Dafka talking in these Mekaymais, beer by a Jew, or even beer by a guy. So the Shach and the Bach say, we're talking about beer davka by a Jew. If you don't drink the beer by the Jew, because he sees mekel on the wine, so maybe he'll come to learn from it, and he'll be more zahir.
So you have to explain to him why you're not drinking his beer.
So you have to explain to him why you're not drinking his beer.
We're less worried about Ava with the Yid than with the guy.
Do we ever hear of an Ava Gzer of Ava by a Yid? I don't know. The guy, the Ava, afraid that it'll lead to terrible things. Vayir, hopefully there's no such fear that will lead to other other
things. The Shach is saying that you shouldn't drink the beer because you might come to drink the wine. Not that he's going to learn from it.
The Shach's lotion was... Gzeira atu yayin shalem. He doesn't say they should learn from it. He says, if I drink this, I'll drink that. So to me, that it should be also no matter where. And the Archa Shulchan brings the heter of the Marshal. The Bismanenu heter of the Marshal. I don't know. Sometimes I shouldn't eat anything there. Somebody in Shul invited me to him. I told him I would never eat in your house. He's a good enough friend of mine. I could say, I've never eaten your house. He said, why? I said, because you leave a guy you should made in your house all day. I would never eat anything in your house. I don't know if he stopped because of that, but... Yeah, he's still my friend. You know, so... but... all right, so it's a totally separate Isser, the Isser of Sif Gimel, or Sif Beis.
Okay.
What about giving a gift to a guy? So you see, giving a gift to a guy, the Torah already asked it. It's only mutter, you're allowed to give a gift to a guy if you have your interest at heart. So is that chasmus? If you want for your interest, you don't like the guy. It's not because you like. Leisechadim is only also for the sake of the guy. If you're doing it for your sake, he's your boss. You want giving him a gift so that he should be. No, but there's no chasmus if you're doing it for you. If you're doing it for him, he's a kirav adas. There's chasmus. If you're doing it for yourself, so then there's no. I don't think there's a kirav adas. I don't know, you know, there's an interesting, I think the Mishnah Berurah brings, where it says that you're potter ben asukah, if a chayla v'shushvinin, or a chasin v'shushvinin, have a potter ben asukah, you want to go eat with a chasin, and if you have a chasin, it gets married, it's not shvia, to get married right before sukkah, someone gets married before sukkah, on sukkah you want to have a meal with the chasin, the Gemara says you don't have to go into the sukkah. Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to go into sukkah. The chasin is potter ben sukkah, and if you're celebrating with him, so you're equally potter. I say for mitzvah potter ben sukkah, you don't have to go into a sukkah. Never heard of such a heter. I think Mishnah Berurah brings a lashon that we're talking about people that their kavana in the meal is to be mesameach the chasin, but people whose kavana in the meal is for themselves, and the chasin say it's nice. That's not a heter. It's very hard to, you know, it depends what your kavan is. So I don't know. I say chanim also. I don't know that the kavan is so clear. Let's try to chaperayim sif dalid. We shouldn't say chaperayim. Let's try to take a few more minutes and let's see sif dalid. Kol elu hamashkin b'chein hachaymit shal sheichar osa liknoisei mehem. You're not allowed to buy any of these drinks. Now we're talking that you're going to drink it in a Jew's house, but there's no iser. Im demeim yekarim id meyayin. If they're more expensive than wine, shanu chayshishin shema irav behen yayin. Because with chayshish, that maybe the guy mixed in some wine, because the wine is cheaper. So mix it in to get a bigger volume at a higher price. Achen shishim levatloi. And he'll mix it into an amount of shishim, what's fair on that? Yayin is six. We'll see in a minute. But medivar mumruk shemaychrim b'chanos. That's if he sells it out of his store. Avam roisha mitzin oisem yachav is mutter. But if it's in the barrel in which it fermented, and there you don't mix in other things, it ruins it. It's mutter lechashin shem yiru b'yayin shem hayimar b'yayin b'chav is hayim eskalkel. Because if he would mix it in there, it would get ruined. So what are we learning here? We're learning a din that by hechsherim you're allowed to rely on an umdina. If you want to know if something is kosher, obviously it doesn't have a hechsher, so you're allowed to rely on an umdina that he didn't mix in wine because wine is more expensive, or that he didn't mix in wine in the barrel because it would ruin it, or I should add shachvav who adin afilu ayayin biyaker. For even if wine is more expensive, al shemesh biyach behem biyaser b'shemiyash anasar b'yaser. If your chayshish, even if it's wine, is more expensive, but you think he mixed it in to make a better product, so then it's also awesome. We're talking here where it doesn't make the product better. It just mixes in the wine to save money. So there, you're allowed to rely on an umdina to eat it. Even though sometimes they smear the kalim with treifis, but it's not a problem because in wine it's pagan. Plus the amount of smearing on the traces on the kalim are bottle besamach. We also have to be chayshish that they store them in wine kalim. Plus, there are other shilas of kashas which he's going to have later. But Al-Kopanim, what does he say? He says you're allowed to buy from a guy, even if they are treif ingredients, if the treif ingredients are poigim or bottle besamach. Now, of course, we all know that lechatchila we don't mix in this or even it's bottle besamach, and lechatchila. We don't cook in things that even if they're pagan, we don't cook in treifah kelim. But if a guy, what we're saying here, is that a guy is permitted to cook it, the guy could cook treifahs, and once the guy cooks treifahs, you're allowed to buy it from him if it's pogum or batel b'shishim. So based on this, there's an important tshuva from Rav Moshe to one of the hechsherim. I'm talking about a hechsher that's giving a hechsher on a guy's plant. He goes into a Wise potato chips or any of the plants. And they said, look, why do we have to bother kashering the plant? We know they make treifas. Why do we have to kasher? We'll go in Monday morning. We know they're closed weekends. We'll go in Monday morning. Everything is nice and time of gone. We'll make sure whatever they cook today has kosher ingredients. If everything has kosher ingredients, says Mamish the Sif. You're allowed to buy from a guy things that are kosher, even if they have blias that are pogum, but a guy's allowed to cook things in the keli and a binyayimai. So therefore, why do we have to bother kashering the plant? They go in anyway. To kasher, you have to wait anyway to ene binyayimai. So they're going in anyway on a Monday morning. Why do we have to kasher it for? Let the guy cook it. And once the guy cooks it, it's mutl lechatchila for a year to have. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to do it lechatchila. What? You mean? In this case, Grada, it won't matter. One second. Let's say it is right, guy. Ramesha writes that you're right. Nikadin, you're right. He writes, Ava Mechur Adavar. It's Mechur. You're going to give a Hechsher on somebody that's made in Trefa Kalim. And therefore, he says not to do it. And as far as I know, that's the policy of all the Hechsherim. This is Ramesha, it's a Truva from the 60s. And that's the policy of all the Hechsherim, not to rely. What?
The first one or all the runs?
No difference. All the runs, they kasha the kalim first. They kasha the kalim first, and then they do it. The whole idea of first run, second run, is when they use the first run as a kashering, but the most things they kasha straight out, and then it's not a problem.
So what would the hechsher be for? Just the ingredients, or just...
The hechsher is that you're allowed to eat the food. You're allowed to eat the food. That's what hechsher is.
Even without the hechsher, it would be...
But you have no ingredients are kosher. How do you know the ingredients are kosher? You need a hechsher.
Well, actually, yeah. You could eat it without a hechsher.
If I know the ingredients are kosher.
If I know the ingredients are kosher.
It's like Eddie Lieberman once called me. He deals in food. And he has to deal sometimes, because he provides a whole range of food to companies, he deals sometimes in treifa chickens also. And he buys treifa chickens from Empire. Empire has with the black plumber, the treifa ones. So he buys kosher from them, but he has to buy treif too. He provides nursing homes, some of them are treif, whatever the heterim are, it's dealing in treif, but he has treif. So one time, he calls me up, all excited, he said he got cases of treifa chickens, and they all have a good plumber on them. So I told him that you can call the Hechsher there, but the fact is that the Empire makes close to 100,000 chickens a day. They don't have a market for it, and they very often put it with treif. So he says, you mean I could take it home and use it as kosher chicken? I paid 60 cents a pound for this. So I told him you could. As a matter of fact, you could send it to me for 60 cents a pound. So, I mean, he couldn't bring himself to do it. I said, it's like it's labeled treif. How can I do it? He really couldn't bring himself to do it. So there are things that are kosher. Maybe they misplumbed it. I hope not. But I told him he can call and ask. I'm 99% sure. It's very. They're very. They don't have so much tray for chickens. Not like meat. We have a lot of tray. And chickens, there aren't a whole lot of tray for chickens. And that's what they do. They sell it. They sell it all. Okay. At any rate, so that's if Dalit Sufei meets Hashem next week. Good Yom Tov to everybody.